Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you are looking for links to anything that I talk about or are just curious about my books or my Instagram, check the description box below. This is episode number 138, Cleaning Zones. Hey there, minimalists. Today we are going to be talking about cleaning zones for our homes, and honestly, I love the system. It works really well. We took a break from it for a while just because life has been so chaotic. Just trying to move and create a new lifestyle it's such a challenge, and I haven't done it in a long time. I haven't moved, made a big move like that in a long time, and it has been kind of a brutal reminder of how much we rely on our systems that we set up in our lives, and when we change all of that, it's hard to get things going again. So anyway, I'll get into this more in a bit, but it became necessary to set up different zones in our house and make sure that we were doing them on a regular basis. And honestly, it's been really awesome. So I'm excited to talk about this today, but I first want to give you a little bit of my personal update. At the beginning of this year, I made a goal to get myself working out more consistently, and then I proceeded to get super sick. And right following that, I threw out my back twice, not once, but twice. It prevented me from working out, which was a major bummer. I have slowly been working up to working out more, and it has felt really good. I have been enjoying that a lot. I also got a rebounder, which is awesome because I just hop on that thing. Literally, that was really cheesy, but I wasn't trying to be, but I do. I get on it all the time and so do my kids. And it's just been a great thing to have that in our house. But this week I've actually worked out 5 times and it has felt so good. It took me a while to get back into more activity after my back injuries, and I was still dealing with my feet. Yeah, I hurt my feet last summer. It's been rough. Anyway, but my feet are feeling better. My back is feeling better. Yeah, I'm just slowly getting there, and slowly has actually been better because I have found I'm more mindful and it has been more consistent in a lot of ways. I feel like that's one of those things that did not go as I had planned in any way, shape, or form. However, the result has actually been better than I thought it would be because it's been more consistent. So I'm just going to enjoy my progress and not worry that it didn't go 100% perfectly as I had wanted it to go. The next thing that I wanted to tell you about is that I went and took my daughter to a cafe for some creative time yesterday, which was really fun. So beautiful to be able to go and do something with her. That was something that I wanted to add to my goal list this year, spend individual time with my kids and my husband at least once a week. I also went on a date with my husband and it was really fun too. It was really simple. He was about to go out of town for a day or two and we just wanted to get our date in for the week. So we went on a walk and we got dessert. It was lovely. So those were my couple of things that I did this week that kind of checked off some of my goals for 2024. Diving into today's topic, I first learned about zone cleaning in your home, like dividing your house into zones and cleaning by a zone, from, I think, Fly Lady, as well as this other book that I read when I was first married, and it was so complicated. You had like 100 flashcards you were supposed to work through over a month, and it just, I don't know, it seemed a little nuts. So I did not follow through with that one. However, Fly Lady has influenced the way I clean quite a bit. Probably because it was one of the first books that made sense to me and it seemed relatively easy. The concept seemed solid too. And so I have used a lot of those systems over the years, but just adjusted it to work for me and my family. Even when my kids were little, I would print up little charts with checkboxes and laminate it, and they would help me out with the cleaning, and it was great. I think haven't done a zone in a long time though, because we moved into the RV and basically we just had one zone in the RV. It's so small. Cleaning up an RV, it's so fast. It's amazing how fast it is. Even when you add deep cleaning onto it, it's pretty quick. But my goodness, a house has so many nooks and crannies where stuff, dirt, it's amazing how messy it can be. And if you've listened to this podcast for very long, you know that I hate to clean. I want my house to be clean, so I do it, but I really hate to clean. So there have been some adjustments to make. with moving, we've had a lot of change in the last year and a half, particularly since we bought this home. And a lot of it has to do with the cleaning of it and just taking care of it. We definitely changed our schedules for our kids. I started teaching piano lessons again. My husband and I have both taken on a couple of other opportunities to earn some more income. And all of this is on top of normal stuff. What we've realized is that with all of that, trying to adjust and also having a lot more on our schedules, our home was beginning to feel a little bit neglected in the deep cleaning areas. It has also caused a little bit of contention in our home, trying to figure out who's responsible for what and what should we be doing? How much can the kids help with what all that they are doing right now? And it has been a little bit of an issue. At the beginning of the year, I created a cleaning schedule and zones for our home. And we have used it sort of off and on. We were working out the kinks for sure. But the last few weeks in particular, we have been cleaning in these zones and it has been really great. We find that our house is cleaner. We find that there is less contention, and also there's an expectation. And having that expectation that we all jump in and clean has definitely been beneficial and has made it so that we all just get going, and it's not one person's burden to take care of all of it. And it's just really worked out well. I think also because we're all contributing to the home a little bit more than we were before. Not that we weren't. Everyone contributes to our home, but it's always been like that. But in these deep cleaning areas with everyone contributing, I feel like we all are kind of noticing the cleanliness a little bit more. And also I think that everybody is kind of taking care of things a little bit more, or more aware of what needs to be done. And I actually find that to be pretty beneficial. So I wanted to tell you today, here is how I created these zones. These are several things that I took into consideration, and you will need to do different things for sure. Everyone's family looks a little bit differently, but these are the things that I found most important to take into consideration as I was creating the zones for this new home that we're in. First off, I asked myself, how can I make the work equal for the days that we're going to do this? And I divided our zones into 7 days. Ultimately, I decided that that is what would be best for our family, just to do a little bit every day. And currently our schedule would work well with a 7-day zone system. Some people will not need 7 days. Some people don't have 7 days when they're even home to do that. So you might need to do 2 days or 3 days or five or whatever works for you, but figure it out. And that is kind of what I realized, was that a little bit every day would work better for my family. Mostly, I just wanted to make sure that the work was pretty equal and that one zone didn't have a lot of things that needed to be done while another one would be super light. The next thing I looked at was kind of like, as I looked at the zones that I had created, I wanted to know which days would most benefit from an area being worked on a specific day. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more, but basically I just wanted to make sure that what was cleaned would be enjoyed the most the following day. Also, I asked myself if there were any days where everyone is unavailable. And there was really only one that I came into with that, and I was able to kind of work it out, which again, I'll get into that in a minute. But this resulted in me creating these 7 zones. First of all, we have our living room, we have our kitchen, family room, the hallways and entryways, sheets and bedding, bathrooms, and bedrooms. Those are our 7 zones. The day that has an evening where everyone is gone became the bedding day, because we can all just do our bedding whenever. And that has actually worked out really well. It's something that I text out to the family pretty much every day. I try to give a reminder, hey, we're doing this zone today, or hey, make sure you get your bedding washed today. And that actually works well. We have a little group family chat, and it's perfect. Everyone knows what they need to be doing and what they need to take care of. The day before we most often have company gets the bathrooms, because I just feel like that's an area that needs to be cleaned for company and cleaned well. We clean the bathroom like multiple times during the week, probably like 4 times a week. But that deep clean in the bathroom, I want it done right before we get into our busy part of the week where we often have people over. The family room is on Thursdays because we most often have teens over on the weekend, and that's where they hang out to, play games and stuff like that, watch movies. So they're usually in the family room Friday or Saturday afternoon or evening. So that room gets cleaned up on Thursday. It just made sense for our family. Another thing that I did that was very practical was I put bedrooms on Sundays so that we can take a little bit more time there if we want to as individuals, but we can also stick to the 20 minutes if we want to. Just a little bit more time and just free, relaxing time on Sunday where not much is scheduled. So it works perfectly for our family to be able to spend that time looking at our rooms, looking at our spaces, seeing what we want to do. I also was hoping that as my husband and I are working on our room, like we do kind of keep our stuff on our sides of the bed, basically. And that's sort of how our room works. If something is going to get messy, it's going to be on our side. And so having a day where he's home from work, it's really nice to be able to communicate about that and work through it. And yeah, I just feel like that is a good thing for our family. Of course, everyone's household is different. So you may be single, you may have more children, more family living at home than I do. So you're going to have to adjust it to what works well for you. But this is how I kind of decided what my zones were going to be, the things that were most important for me to figure out. Here are a few tips for you if you decide you want to try this. We made some mistakes in the beginning when we started this. So yeah, hopefully some of this will help you to not make the same mistakes. So first off, it's pretty necessary to keep your word on the amount of time you're going to spend cleaning if you have others participating in particular. It sets an expectation. You know the timer's going to go off in 20 minutes. You can encourage and be like, hey, let's keep on going. What else can you find? And things like that. I'm speaking mostly to my children as I am saying this, but basically that has weight. It has an importance to it to keep your word about how long this will be. Now, the first time we did this, we did not do this. This is how I know it's important. We kept on cleaning for about 10 minutes after the timer had gone off. Or actually, it wasn't. We didn't even set a timer that first time. It was like, yeah, we're going to clean for maybe like 20 minutes, something like that. And then we kept on cleaning. And it was nighttime because that's when we're all home. Let me just say, it was not awesome. My kids were pretty upset. And as soon as we were done, as soon as they were getting ready for bed, I looked at my husband and I was like, we have to set a timer. It has to be that way. And so we have set a timer. When the timer goes off, you finish the job that you're on if it's pretty quick and then it's done. That's what we do now. But having that time limit, it kind of makes you work faster in a way. And it also helps those that are not as enthusiastic to make it through. See the light at the end of the tunnel. Know that it's there, even if it feels like torture to be cleaning. The next thing we learned is make sure your cleaning rags, your cleaner, all that kind of stuff are prepped and available. I make my own cleaner, and the first night we needed it, I had to make some because it was out and I had forgotten in that first 20 minutes of the timer going, I had to make cleaner, and it kind of stunk because everyone had chores that they found that they could do, but they were all basically waiting on me. But we had started the timer and we were trying to keep our commitment. We've also been out of rags when we needed them before. So we were finding other things to use, and it was just kind of a bummer. So make sure that you are prepared and ready to do this. That way, your 20 minutes or however long you set your timer for is very efficient and can just get the most out of it as possible. This zone cleaning is not necessarily supposed to be, well, at least in our family, you do it however you want. You don't have to use a timer. You could say, well, these are the tasks I want to be completed. When we do this, we go in like kind of with like an attack mentality. It's just a very like, okay, go, 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 wipe that down. Take care of this. Let's get this done. And it's very quick and it's not meant to be perfect. It's not meant to be totally complete because we're going to get to that same zone in a week. And it will and has been amazing to see how that kind of upkeep, instead of letting some of those things go for a little bit longer, it really does keep it in more of a maintenance mode, and it gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner every single week. You can absolutely feel free to make a list, but being flexible is okay too, especially if you have that time limit. Again, maybe you are going to choose to not do a time limit, but just remembering that getting to the zone is honestly the most important part. For my family and for me, I find that when I try to do things perfectly, it just never works out that well. All I'm worried about is getting it perfect and then I feel badly about it. This way, we get a lot of stuff done. It may not be perfect, but again, we're going to be hitting that zone again next week. So it is a building effect and your home eventually just feels cleaner and cleaner all the time. We are not necessarily without a list. There are things that we try to have done or things that we are aware of that should get done. But I guess the difference that I want to make here, the way I want to differentiate this, is that we are not trying to complete every single thing on the list all the time. We notice some things during the week and we try to get those things done. And also, we're becoming aware that there are things that we want done regularly and those have more of a priority, but we're not like making a list and sticking to it 100%. We are just making the effort, and the effort is actually having a lot of positive effect. Another thing that I would say is try to not get offended if suggestions are made about what needs to be cleaned. If it's a group effort, let it be a group effort and try to work with each other on what needs priorities, try to compromise and all that sort of thing. Again, remember, you're going to hit the zone again next week. So it's not totally necessary that everything is done right now. It's actually really an asset to have different people seeing different things, because then you notice, oh, like I'm short. I never see the things that my tall husband sees. And he probably likewise doesn't see the things that I see because it's not at eye level. So try to see it as you're all a team. You're all putting in this effort and it's totally okay if there are suggestions that are made or if there are different things that someone wants to address in this cleaning process. My kids have had opinions. My husband has had opinions. I have had opinions. And now that we are working on it all together, it's actually going pretty well. In the beginning, though, before we set up these zones, we have a pretty traditional household setup. I'm the homemaker. My husband, he can't possibly do as much cleaning and housework as I do. And that's just part of it. That's how we've set it up. And that's what we like. That's how we enjoy doing things. So before we were doing these zones, when I was feeling a little overwhelmed because I was working a paying job as well as doing all the other household and mother things that I was doing, I felt overwhelmed. So I was taking a little bit of offense to it instead of saying, well, what can we do to work on this together? I appreciate that that needs to be done. I'm glad you noticed it. I didn't notice it. And what can we do about it? I just kind of felt a little bit offended. And I should have seen it I'm glad I'm now seeing it as, hey, we're a team and this is how we can all do this together. And I'm glad that that's clean now. The thing is, my husband did not mean any of his suggestions in an offensive way. And I took it that way because I was a little bit overwhelmed. I took it that way sometimes. But honestly, what really needed to be done was like dividing up the jobs a little bit more. And we needed to do these zones and look out for each other. And remember, like, we're on a team. I needed to remember better that we are on a team. And it's not productive in this situation at all for me to be offended. So making sure that I am reminding myself that we're on a team and reminding my children, hey, we're on a team. Let's all clean this together. It has been so much more positive. Also, music helps. We turn on music. That's another thing, a little bonus tip for you that's not on my list, but we do. We turn on music. We try to have a good time. And you could offer a game or a snack or something like that after you get your stuff done if you want to. Whatever helps to keep the motivation going. But honestly, making sure that it has a positive atmosphere, you'll enjoy your home more. And the energy will be better if you can manage that. Of course, it doesn't always work out like that. Remember what I said about not keeping the expectation of setting a timer? Yeah, it wasn't great. It didn't feel very good in our house. So this is another thing we've realized. You might be wondering, what are the things that we actually clean up? First off, we, again, don't have a total list but I did kind of write one down of things that are important, and we try to hit these. So basically, we wipe down the baseboards and the walls. We wipe down the windows as well as the window tracks. You know how window tracks can get like dusty and weird and dirty and stuff? So we make sure that we try to clean those out. We also, on the zone day, we will take a little bit of extra attention in the scrub and the shower. We scrub the tub and the shower, and we make sure that those are extra clean. We might address cobwebs or areas where we are noticing a little bit of extra dirt. We also will move furniture and deep clean, like underneath. We might also deep scrub sinks and faucets and things like that. Just general cleaning can be added in there too, for sure. But these are the extras that we try to get to as well. Lots of vacuuming, all that sort of thing. But the deep cleaning of the baseboards, the stuff that you don't, like, you notice, but maybe you don't necessarily wipe down your baseboards every time you vacuum. That's the kind of stuff that we usually get to. We haven't been consistently doing this for very long, but it's amazing how after just a little while of doing it, our home feels so much cleaner. You don't see those little things as much that you're like, oh, that really needs to be taken care of, but I don't have time right now. So I'll get to it a little bit later today, and then it never gets taken care of, but it's not like super important on your list. So really, it's not going to be done tomorrow. So these are the things that are getting done. And when it's clean like this, it definitely stops that kind of background stress that can run in your brain where you know something needs to be done, but it's just not happening. So I really appreciate the zone cleaning for that purpose. You still have to do the other things for sure. Like our bathroom anyway, it cannot be cleaned just once a week. That will not work. Our bathrooms need a good cleaning a couple times a week, at least, if not three or four times. Then usually it's closer to three or four times a week that it's clean. And it feels really good that way, and it's always tidied up. And that's just how we like to do it. But it's the deep cleaning that actually adds that little shine and polish to the home and makes it feel so good most of the time. It definitely might not be practical for you to create up zones 7 days a week for your family. Or for you, it might not be, and that's totally fine. Maybe you only need 10 minutes. Maybe you need 30 minutes. Maybe you need an hour. I don't know. I know that when I was looking at the zones for our family, I was thinking there are so many ways you could do this. And if my family gets to the point where there are too many evening activities, I'll probably just shrink it down to doing zones maybe 3 or 4 days a week or something like that and extend the time, just make it a little bit longer. Picking a time where everyone in your household is usually home at the same time is definitely habit building and is beneficial to making sure that it actually gets done. But also, we have made a rule that we are going to continue on whether we're all home or not. So whoever's home, that's who joins in. And there have been times when I haven't been available. There have been times when my husband has not been available. And it has worked. We've just continued on and made sure it was still fun anyway. The other thing you could do if you don't have a family home all at the same time ever, which I know a lot of us do, is you could assign chores and just say, hey, this is what we're doing for the zones. You'd have to be a little bit more organized about it. That way, I think you wouldn't just be able to sort of freestyle clean up what you see needs to be done. Although whoever assigns the chores could go into that zone, look around and see what needs to be done. And then you could just send out a text or put it on a whiteboard or your calendar or wherever you like to write down family notes type of stuff. And if that works out best for you, that's totally fine. Just however you can set it up, even if you're like, well, I don't want to go into a whole deep clean every single day or even have these zones regularly. It's amazing how just doing a little bit, 5 minutes, would actually make a difference in your home. You can wipe down a lot of stuff even in 5 minutes. But basically tailoring it and figuring out what works best for your family is totally okay and absolutely lots of options here in this kind of cleaning. For our minimalist challenge today, whether you actually decide to follow through zones or not, I would love it if you would actually take a minute to look at the zones that are potential in your household and just just take a look, like look at your baseboards, look at your crown molding, look at your light switches, look at those little places that we tend to not necessarily clean all the time because they're not really things that we deeply look at. We become very accustomed. We adapt to our situations and things get a little bit dirty. So if you looked around your house, how many zones do you have? How many days would you like to work on zone cleaning? Your household is likely set up very differently from mine. So how would it work best for you and your household to participate in zone cleaning? If you just take a look at it, you might be surprised at how beneficial it is, even if it's just a little bit of time each day or on your zone cleaning days. And just see if it would work for you. See if it's something you would be interested in. It has benefited my family a lot to do this. The other thing we're finding is that the regular cleaning actually takes less time because this other zone cleaning takes care of a lot of that stuff on a more regular basis. And so it just gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner all the time. And it means for less work during the day for all of us because we all have things that we do, but it has actually made it a lot easier to do the rest of the stuff. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a little bit out of it and learned a little something new or have a little bit of a different perspective. I really appreciate you being here to hang out with me, and I will see you next week. Have a great day, and remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.